The bill has the backing of Governor Doyle and most state law enforcement agencies. Supporters say expanding the DNA database would help police in tracking down criminals. But Milwaukee State Representative Fred Kessler says taking the samples before someone's been found guilty would put the state on a slippery slope towards violating the Fourth Amendment right to be free of unreasonable search and seizure.
Let's wait till you're convicted before you end up doing that. Otherwise, why don't we just go and take it when you're born? And then maybe we can find out that your mother was a criminal, and therefore you have the criminal propensity, and we can probably keep you out of the school system and get you into juvenile court early. I guess I just sit there and say our Fourth Amendment has to mean something.
But supporters of the bill, like Republican State Representative Ed Brooks of Reedsburg, say taking DNA samples is no different from taking fingerprints that are being taken now at the time of arrest.
I really have no problem with that. What am I missing? It goes into a bank. If I live a good life after that, so be it. My DNA is inactive. But if I fall off the wagon and commit a felony, you can get me off the street quicker. What am I missing here?
The bill does allow for people to have their DNA sample expunged if they're found innocent. Another bill headed for the assembly floor only requires county sheriff's departments to take samples from all convicted felons at the courthouse on the day of conviction. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.